So Venerable Geshe gives us a beautiful method, it's simple but so profound, through which we can easily remember to disbelieve the things we normally see. How? By regarding them as illusory. In many of his books, including Modern Buddhism, Venerable Geshe quotes Buddha Shakyamuni. I think it was King of Concentration Sutra. A magician creates various things, such as horses, elephants, and so forth. His creations do not actually exist. You should know all things in the same way, including the self we normally see. For example, if a conjurer creates an illusory appearance of a horse, even though a horse appears to him, he does not believe that there is a real horse. Perfect. The magician creates a horse. The horse appears to him. He doesn't believe it's a real horse. He knows it's an illusion. So he doesn't have the mistaken conception believing that illusory horse is real. He simply regards it as an illusion. In the same way, even though the inherently existent I appears to us during subsequent attainment, we should not believe that it actually exists, but regard it simply as an illusion. So from our study and our formal meditation, we now believe the self we normally see, an inherently existent self, does not exist, even though we always mistakenly see it. So now out of meditation, we're going to practice disbelieving it by regarding it as an illusion. Although our eye appears to us as inherently existent, we don't believe it. We just don't believe it. You know, like when you see a mirage, it appears to be water over a highway on a hot day. You see it, but you don't believe it. You look at it, no water. So the inherently existent I appears. We don't believe it. Okay. We realize that the self we normally see doesn't exist. It's an illusion. You know, our mistaken mind is always conjuring up the appearance of an inherently existent I. We need to recognize it's an illusion. Okay? And remember to not believe it's real. Don't believe it's real. We should try to maintain this thought at all times. What does that mean? Mindfulness practice. Remember Dharma. You know? What Dharma? In this case, to see ourself and really all phenomena as illusory. Okay, so just like when we're training in the formal meditation session, we need to renew our mindfulness many times, right? And gradually build up our strength so we can hold the object, remember the object without forgetting it, hold it without forgetting it longer. So it's the same in the meditation session. We're just moving around. But internally, we're trying to hold, maintain this thought at all times. Okay, so we're trying to hold without forgetting the view that the self we normally see is illusory. It's not real. So we can use alertness to check, because we're going to have to renew our mindfulness many times, especially at the beginning. until we become more and more familiar with this view through practice. So we need to check with alertness. We can ask ourselves questions, for example, something like, am I remembering the self I normally see is an illusion and therefore controlling my grasping? Am I doing this? Or am I now identifying with the inherently existent I? And you can tell because you'll be tense and easily upset and disturbed like this. You're grasping. So we can check and keep renewing that mindfulness. No, it's an illusion. Like this.